Greetings, everybody, and thanks to Mary and to the Marysville Heritage Society for inviting me along and our group along. Just to continue what Nadi was saying, I acknowledge that we're gathering on Aboriginal land, and we as I'm part of the Cooks River Valley Association, we as Cooks River Valley Association people acknowledge that we're meeting on Aboriginal land, that this land is Aboriginal land, and that we Europeans have done a lot of damage to this land. You can see it in the river. We basically converted the river from a river into a drain, and now we're bringing it a river back again. So we see ourselves as Cooks River people. This is our country too, in a really very real way. I've lived alongside it for 30 years. And a lot of that stuff that we just walked through, that natural revegetation stuff, wasn't here until very recently. So the council and local groups like us and the mud crabs who do bush care along the river are gradually helping to restore the river back to being a river again. And the biodiversity strategy is trying to develop a river with a natural, healthy river with good biodiversity and with natural banks. So the steel pilings gradually being removed and concrete things gradually being removed. And one of the other projects that relate to this, I think, we've started from one of those Aboriginal interpretive signage spots. There's one here. There's one down the bottom, just beyond where we turned up. The first one is living on the land. This is looking out. The one down the bottom is living by the river. There's one at Kendrick Park called Gathering, where the rivers met, Walleye Creek, Cooks River, and Shays Creek, which is now Alexandra Canal, and which was a gathering place for Aboriginal people, and there's a midden nearby. And one of the proposals we had, the Marysville Residents for Reconciliation, who are remembered here with these sea of hands, have had Sorry Day events here. The one last May, we had the same walk as we've just had. We met at Steel Park, had a torch-like walk along these past Aboriginal interpretive sighted spots up to here. And one of the proposals that came out of that was the idea that maybe, and we've put this to the Marysville Aboriginal Consultative Committee, is that maybe that walk, including the Kendrick Park one, and also possibly including the mural in Gough Whitlam Park, which acknowledges the Aboriginal connection with the river, and also features Pemulwuy and his son Tedbury, and acknowledges Pemulwuy as the leader of local guerrilla resistance to the European colonisation. And so we're proposing that maybe that walk could be called the Pemulwuy Trail and have some information leaflet that would, you know, let non-Indigenous people know a bit about the Indigenous history of the area and Aboriginal relationship to the land. So that's part of what's kind of going on. But what I'm actually formally here today on about is as a member of the Gallipoli Centenary Peace Campaign to talk about the proposal that this area be nominated by Marysville Council as a peace and reconciliation park. John's been handing out some of these little flyers, so if you haven't got one, you can hand one out. Kind of give a background to what our group is about, the Gallipoli Centenary Peace Campaign, and what the proposal is about. The Gallipoli Centenary Peace Campaign, kind of we began in May last year. Began with numbers of local representatives of local groups, Marysville Greens, Marysville Peace Group, Marysville Residents for Reconciliation, and Pax Christi. We came together because we felt that the official Gallipoli Centenary commemorations, both in Marysville and nationally, were a very narrowly focused commemoration, and there was lots of aspects of the Gallipoli event and Anzac that were being ignored and that we thought should be celebrated. One aspect of it is the fact that we agree with commemorating people who have died on the battlefield. But there are other things. People came home from the war vastly as very damaged people, both physically and emotionally, and that affected them through the rest of their lives. And they're still coming home from wars like that, from Afghanistan and Iraq, as Four Corners said a week or so ago. They come back, their lives have been vastly damaged, they've got post-traumatic stress syndrome, some of them finish up as homeless. So all that kind of thing hasn't been sufficiently acknowledged, so we would like to acknowledge that. We also acknowledge the peacemakers, the people who opposed the war effort, the conscientious objectors, the people who have struggled and continue to struggle for non-violent means of addressing national and international conflicts, that those people should be honoured and remembered as well. On the site, we nominated... we also feel that the Gallipoli legend and the Anzac legend is being used to distort Australian history, that we're kind of presented with the myth that Australia was formed on the battlefield, we became a nation born in blood, whereas we, in fact, were peacefully federated 10 or 15 years before World War I, and we were federated in peace, and Australia was a very socially progressive country in that period, introducing social legislation and industrial legislation that paved the way for those kind of legislation throughout the world. So Australia was a very progressive, peaceful, federated country well before World War I, and it wasn't formed on the battlefield, and it wasn't formed in blood. So all those things need to be acknowledged, and our group is kind of formed in order to acknowledge that kind of background to Gallipoli. There's a few of us here today too, John and Peter and Rod. So if you want to...
John
here,
John.
Peter up the back, and Rod. So during the course of today, people are free to talk to any of us about what we're on about. Now, the proposal for Richards and Zookout as a Peace and Reconciliation Park is one of the projects that we came up with. And why we chose this spot is that, as Nadia said, this has got Aboriginal significance. It was a spot that was significant as a lookout over the valley down to Botany Bay. It's got European significance, as we've heard already, and there's a sign down in Warren Park about the history of the Warren. And so this site here was used as an artillery training camp during World War I, so it's got military significance, Aboriginal significance. It's got the reconciliation significance. This Sea of Hands here, Anzac Sea of Hands, recognises that Naval Business for Reconciliation had Sorry Day events here, and so we're working towards reconciliation. So the idea then is one of the ways people commemorate wars is by having war memorials. What we would like to do is have a peace and reconciliation memorial that acknowledges all those aspects I've talked about, and also the fact that we're looking forward to a time where we don't have wars and we don't solve our problems by military means. And so a little parcel of land that acknowledges peacemakers and looks forward to a time of peace is part of the kind of objectives that we have. And so that proposal, because of those reasons, we brought up and we talked with Marrickville Council. We've also talked with Marrickville Heritage Society. It had the support of a number of local community groups, including the CRBA, and the Marrickville Cook River Committee has also taken it up and taken it to council. Marrickville Heritage Society had some reservations about the proposal because there was a fear that we might lose the name Richardson's Lookout. That isn't the proposal. The proposal is going to be Richardson's Lookout and Peace and Reconciliation Park. Now, what's happened is that in last October, Marrickville Council moved a resolution saying that they were prepared to take forward a process of consultation that would sort of examine community support for a proposal for this area to be called a Peace and Reconciliation Park. And that consultation process take place within the context of the consultation that was going to happen and has happened now with the Cook River Parklands to develop plans of management for the various Cook Parklands along the river in the Marrickville Council area. So that consultation has taken place. It resulted in majorities of community support for this to be called a Peace and Reconciliation Park. We also took up a petition which had over 200 signatures of support for the Peace and Reconciliation Park proposal. So because of that, the resolution then said if we got majority support, then the council would proceed to develop signage and have this nominated as a Peace and Reconciliation Park within the context of the official Marrickville Remembers Anzac Centenary celebrations in this coming April. And so they've been developing signage in order to achieve that. We've had some discussion with the people from council, and it's been decided that they won't try to rush the signage to get it all ready by April, but in April they will, my understanding is, will publicly announce through the media that Marrickville Council will nominate this area as a Peace and Reconciliation Park, and that will be part of their Anzac Centenary. The name that we proposed and that they kind of accepted was it would be called Richardson's Lookout Marrickville Peace and Reconciliation Park. Actually, the name Richardson's Lookout has never been formally registered anywhere. It's not registered in the geographical names because it's a lookout and not a park. So that was the name, Richardson's Lookout, Marrickville Peace and Reconciliation Park. The response that someone got from the Geographical Names Board, or the assumption that the Geographical Names Board would not register that name because it was too long, so there's some talk about it being called Richardson's Lookout, Marrickville Peace Park. But that process is still underway, so my understanding is, and that resolution of council voted for $15,000 for signage. So my understanding at the moment is that the council has adopted the proposal. They will formally announce it in April, that the signage won't go up until it's all been prepared carefully in consultation with groups like Marrickville Aboriginal Consultative Committee and with the Heritage Society, that the signage will also incorporate what they call QR coding, which means people can spot them with their iPhones, and then you can plug into the council website and get more historical information and photos, etc. And possibly will also include Braille, and will be incorporated within the general signage that's going along the river. So the project is going ahead. It's been endorsed by council, but the signage won't be erected until, I will slow down the process, and so it's made sure that it's done properly and not rushed like that. We had some problems with the sign they put up in Steel Park, because I don't think it sufficiently acknowledged Aboriginal resistance. But it's now been reworded, and it includes Kemal Roy as a leader of local Aboriginal resistance. So it's better to get the thing done properly before they put it up than to put it up and then get some negative feedback. So my understanding is that's where it's all up to. But if you'd like, the handout explains who the GC, the Gallipoli Centenary Peace Campaign, is, who we are, and what our objectives are, and it also explains what this proposal was about and why this spot was selected for it. So free to talk to any of us during the walk and or over lunch, and take one of these leaflets if you like. And we also have a website and a Facebook page, which is continually updated. And so the details of the website and the Facebook page are on here, so people are welcome to follow it up. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.